Let's look at the main hardware problems of using the iPhone for journalism and find some solutions. They aren't all perfect, they aren't all cheap, but they do significantly improve the performance of the phone as a broadcasting device. First, let's look at poor battery life. Now, you can easily flatten the battery on an iPhone in 2 or 3 hours if you're recording, editing, and uploading video from it. Keeping your power connector with you and plugging it in whenever you get a chance is an obvious quick fix. Also, if you're traveling by car, you can get a power cable for a few quid that plugs into your 12-volt socket. But the real solution is to have an extended battery pack. There are all sorts of battery packs available. I bought a Mophie Juice Pack Air, which is a rechargeable external battery in a protective case, and that pretty much doubles the life of the battery. Another problem is an intermittently poor signal when you're away from hotspots. You'll find ideas on the techie blogs about how to boost signal strength, and most of them involve resetting the phone in some way. But one simple idea that some users swear by is just to attach a USB cable to the phone. You don't have to plug it into anything, but the theory goes, just having the cord attached boosts the signal. You can get a signal booster, but that's an expensive option. But at least if you're in town, it's probably easiest just to go to the nearest hotspot to your reporting location. And as that's as simple as going into a bar or a coffee shop, it shouldn't be too much of a problem in principal built-up areas. Of course, you should plan ahead by checking where the hotspots are around your reporting location. I mean, London, for instance, Londonist lists them, and most areas you'll find a similar listing service that you can check out. Stability is another issue. It can be hard to hold the iPhone steady for sustained periods, and if you get shaky video because of that, then that instantly looks unprofessional. So there are various cradles, clamps, and other gadgets you can buy. I've got a couple that I use. One is a simple cradle with a suction foot, which is designed for in-car use, so it sticks very easily to the windscreen so I can broadcast or record while I'm driving. But it also sticks just as well to flat surfaces, metal or plastic, so I can also use it to set up if I'm interviewing somebody in a kind of static situation like that. Another really useful gadget if you're filming while moving is the Secuto Z Grip. That's got a hand holder and a frame for holding the phone above it, so it's much easier to keep it steady as you move. It's a very good idea to get an external microphone of some sort. The inbuilt microphone is really prone to picking up wind noise, and it's not directional, so it can be very hard to pick out an interviewee in a noisy area. All sorts that you can get. I've got a slightly strange one which looks like a tiny bomb. This just plugs into the audio dock. There are all sorts of other ones that you can get, some of them extremely sophisticated. I've also got a Timic, which I didn't buy particularly for use with the iPhone, but I find it plugs in perfectly effectively. Another solution is just to buy an adapter cable. You can get a little cable that again plugs into the audio socket, and at the end of it, it has a socket to plug in any professional microphone. You can even get them where you can also plug in the headphones so that you can have an extremely professional setup with the headphones so that you can check your audio quality, and also a fully professional mic that you can get right in the face of the person you're interviewing. Finally, there is one gadget which provides solutions to all of those problems in one, and it's called the Auli Bebo. This is a solid aluminium camera mount. The iPhone pops into the back here. It also has attachments to tripods. It's got an external microphone, and that's the microphone on my phone there. It also has a lens, but not one lens, but two. There is a wide-angle lens, which you can remove, and then get a 37mm lens underneath.